Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
And well, I'm about that action, boss.
Take him out!
This is the morning roast on 95.7 The Game.
It is a Friday on the morning roast. Of course, Stephen Langford in for Bonte Hill. Been filling in for the past couple of weeks. Bonte will be back on Monday. He actually might be home by now. I saw him post on Instagram yesterday that he was on the flight or on the flight home. I don't know if he's home or not.
Well, maybe I appreciate he documented every step of his trip.
Wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, the longest trip in the history of radio. Today, I'm slandering him. And God bless him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's finally going to be back in on Monday, so.
Yes.
You know? I mean, geez Louise.
You're not going to have to talk on Monday.
Well, it's literally the longest trip in the history of man when it comes to radio, or woman. And, you know, this guy owes me.
You're going to take 2.5 weeks off now, too?
If I took 2.5 minutes off in the show, if I don't look at him, if I text during the show, he loses his mind. Yeah. I'm coming for you,
man. Dude. He's only called once. Only called once. But good morning, everybody. We got a lot to get to today.
So much.
Because it is officially preseason for the 49ers. Last night, we had a couple of games, but it is officially the start of football. You are going to be seeing some on-field action. Of course, thank you for tuning in. 888-957-9570. That's the Comcast business text line and the phone number. Catch us live on YouTube. Catch us live on Twitch. Look, we got plenty to get into with football. Jimmy Garoppolo, the news that surfaced yesterday.
Unreal.
Why did that article have to be released? I don't know, 2 hours after our show was done, maybe an hour and a half after our show was done.
Because that's how it works.
So you get a whole day to react to it on the station. But you know what? We got to react to that as well. Plus, a trade partner has officially been written about with Jimmy Garoppolo. But it's not all good. It's going to be the talk today. We are going to talk about the actual team that's getting on the field. Yeah. We're going to have some players that we're looking forward to. Ones that we saw in training camp, who you should be watching out for tonight, who's going to be getting significant playing time. But before we get into everything football, there wasn't a Giants game. But we did have a Field of Dreams game last night, and I do want to get your thoughts on it, because I know that you're a sucker for baseball.
I'm a sucker for that.
Yes. Yeah, that, like, when I saw that last year after the Yankees and White Sox, like, saw the uniform, saw the camera angle with the pitcher.
Ridiculous.
Everything that they did, the corny Kevin Costner scene. Where
no, it wasn't corny. It was incredible. It tugged at my heart.
It was a tiny bit corny, Shasky. But when I saw that it was going to be Cubs-Reds, I was like, Cubs-Reds? Remember that? They released those teams last year, and it's like, okay. But then you see the jerseys in the field. Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. out there having a catch, as they call it.
This is the problem that I have with the media. They'll complain
yes.
about Jags Titans, but yet they're all watching. And then last night we get something unique. Okay, it's a couple hours.
Yeah,
it's totally different. I thought it was super cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful uniforms, which we all agree. Like, baseball's got the coolest old school uniforms. It's not even close, right? And then Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. coming out of the cornstalks playing catch to start with. I mean, come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Man, I you know what? I didn't watch that live. I did catch the first few innings. Didn't catch the entire game.
Joey
last
Votto
night.
Mic'd up.
Joey Votto was awesome.
Incredible.
You can tell how much that meant to him.
It was cool.
But with Ken Griffey Jr. and Senior, when Senior drops the ball on the first throw, I'm also just imagining if you and your dad were doing that for the Field
of
Dreams game, and your dad would have dropped the ball, you would have been like, Dad, what are you doing?
No.
Catch the ball.
I would have said two hands. You know, God gave you two, use them. I mean, that's what we say, you know?
But the spectacle was fantastic.
It was incredible. And look, if it's not your cup of tea, stop complaining. Change the channel.
Mm.
Maybe you just don't like sports. That's the one thing I've realized now more than ever, especially during the pandemic. Like 90% of the people covering sports hate sports. They literally, you have to force them to actually watch it. If you don't like it, change the channel. I thought it was awesome. First off, the Cubs and Reds both stink. For 2 hours, just to watch the setting and how beautiful it was, how can you not be happy? Like, seriously. Joey Votto's been in the game for almost 20 years. All right, I thought it was a coronation of his career. He's probably one of the great Cincinnati Reds of the last 40 or 50 years. Barry Larkin, him. You want to throw Sabo and some of those guys out there? Fine. You know what I mean? But love watching him. And I just thought it was really, really, really cool. And to see all the different guys mic'd up, that was awesome. Some of the camera angles, the fans. Like, it was, I thought it was really, really, really cool.
I like the camera angle, though, the one just right behind the pitcher. The one that you show the most.
Cool.
Yeah, I think they should put that in regular season games.
Like, I'm with you on
just
that.
Just regular games. I mean, if you're going to take anything from that, like, if you're baseball, you're seeing the success that it has. Take something from it. Hell, I don't know. You have a 162-game season, Shasky. We talk so much about
totally
how this
agree.
Season is too long.
Totally
and,
agree.
You know, maybe they need to shorten the season. But we also understand that baseball is a sport of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And 162 games is the marathon that we all love to watch. But within that marathon, can't you put maybe one or two games that are like that? You have 162 games to work with.
I'm totally with
you. I know
you.
It costs a lot of money. But baseball, you have money. Okay? You're fine. Like, do something like this to get your viewership up because Field of Dreams, all-time classic, especially when it comes to baseball movies. Like, just in movies in general, Field of Dreams is a classic.
What's the hockey equivalent?
Mm.
They have, it's the outdoor game. Come on, they did it up in Tahoe and the ice kept like melting. They've done it at Levi's.
The Winter Classic?
Winter Classic, thank you.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought you were talking movie. I was like, Slapshot?
Well, like
Paul Newman?
I like when sports experiment and go back to their quote unquote roots. Mm. I'm not saying you gotta do it all the time, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Like being on the I want to say it's a ship. I don't know. Excuse my vernacular, but remember when Duke and North Carolina played on like the USS whatever? Do you remember
that?
The aircraft carrier?
Yes.
That was cool. It was a novel thing. You did it one time. All right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This works. I want to see Giants Dodgers Sandlot. Like, that's what I want to see. Create a Sandlot type of a setting, something that's, you know, up for the professionals, and figure this out. Benny the Jet was a Dodger, all right, or Benny Rodriguez. You know, figure out how to put this thing together. I absolutely love what they did last night, and I just think that baseball in general needs to lean into their history even more. Some of these sports, football is always going to be looking toward the future. Basketball is always going to be looking toward the transaction. Baseball, lean into your past. These old school uniforms tug at the heartstrings.
Basketball right now is just trying to keep their players engaged throughout an entire regular season. It's like, hey, let's add a midseason tournament so the players have some incentive to actually try in the middle of the season. But you're absolutely right. I love that in the entire, like the opening, Kevin Costner.
How about the outfits from the announcers?
All of it.
Now, Verducci.
Did you see John Morosi?
It was great. And I love John Smoltz. Like, if I hear John Smoltz reference the early 90s Braves one more time, I'm going to have to throw up in my mouth. But, like, I like the way that everybody leans in on it. And the only guy that I can't stand on that entire broad is Verducci. Verducci just insufferable. Verducci's the guy I'm talking about, Tom Verducci. When I talk about insufferable media people that have no connection to being a fan, it's Tom Verducci. Straight up. He ruins baseball more than anyone.
I love Tom Verducci until I saw that Hall of Fame video when he made it as a Hall of Fame voter, where he's acting like, you know, Hall of Fame voters have the toughest job in the world, and he made a 5-minute video with the slow motion camera
like
work.
Like he was
and the
a
piano.
Hospital worker during, you know, the pandemic. I mean, that's the way he thinks that he's doing his job.
And it was released.
The guy's ridiculous.
Around that time, too.
The guy's never worked a hard day in his life. That's the kind of guy, if you threw a shovel at him and say, hey, yo, dig this hole, the guy, I can't do it. He'd be crying.
But this sound, I want to play this for you. This is Kevin Costner honoring Ray Liotta.
Yes.
As Ray Liotta was in the movie. And they really did right by him here.
Yeah.
When Ray died back in May, I reminisced about how our batting practice moment together was not a stunt. It was real, and it happened as you saw it. I said that God gave us that stunt that night, and now God has Ray.
Yeah, yeah, you can hit the curveball.
Long live Shoeless Joe, and long live Ray.
I got chills.
Of course.
I got chills here.
Ray Liotta, look, for guys our age, Ray Liotta is an icon, right? All the movies. Goodfellas is one of the greatest movies of all time.
It's
we
my
think
favorite
of like
movie ever.
Mob movies, mafia. He's the dude. You know what I mean? Like him, De Niro, obviously, in all those movies.
Pesci.
It's just, you know, Pesci, of course. Like, I love Ray Liotta and his character in this particular movie. Everybody, whether you have a dad or you don't, or you are a dad or you're not. Everybody can relate to that at some level. For some people, it's your moms. For some people, it's your uncles. For some people, it's your grandpa or whatever, or your aunt who taught you sports at some level, whether it's kicking a soccer ball, playing catch with a football, playing catch with a baseball. I contend playing catch, to me, is one of the most natural highs you can get. I don't care what anyone says. I hand you a glove. You smell the dirt off the glove, and you and me start playing catch. You become a ball player.
Yeah.
I live for it, and I'm so glad that baseball gets back to its roots because we get so crazy when it comes to money and contracts, and the team sucks. And for one night to suspend all of that and just kind of lean into nostalgia, I'm here for it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on the playing catch, too. But it is
– it's an endorphin
high.
Let's
go play catch.
I know, not have a catch.
It's not have a catch.
But that's an East Coast thing.
Is it?
That's what they say. I don't, because I watched this whole MLB thing leading up to this last year before the Yankees and Sox played, and they talked to all these different guys from around the country, and from the East Coast, some of these guys says, let's have a catch.
Right.
Where me and my dad, let's go play catch.
Dad? You want to have a catch?
I mean, come on. Come on. Come on.
I love the movie, Shasky, but can we have a catch? I mean, can we have a catch?
But you know what? It's not about the exact words.
It's
the moment.
I know.
You know, the fog coming in.
I know, Shasky.
And the sun coming down.
You're looking at this logically. You're looking at this sentimentally. I'm looking at it like, you know, like any expected millennial would. Because that's what we do.
I know.
We just try to poop on things.
Look, I'm a sucker for playing catch.
I
love sports.
No, I'm with
you. I think that sometimes we forget about how much we love sports. We come in here, we're angry at this, we're angry at that, like whatever. Like the reason why I love sports is it brings me back, A, to my childhood, and then B, also, again, I'm telling you, the endorphin high of playing catch and doing things like that. I live for that. When we were growing up, we used to slap the top of the door, you know, whatever you call the over-the-door area. What is that? The doorway? You know, you'd slap it. You never did this growing up?
What? Like when there's
like an arch in your house?
Oh.
Everyone would like slap the top. We'd have hand marks over. You never did that?
Not in my house.
Really?
Yeah, not in my house.
You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
Dude, we used to dunk on each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sam, do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, yeah, I've whacked a door frame every now and then with my hand.
Like when you're walking down the street in the city, you jump up and slap a street sign. You didn't do that?
Well, of course I did that, but I'm talking in my house.
Yo, we do it all the time.
Yes, anywhere else, I'm good. But, I mean, you know, I used to be like the kid in Spider-Verse or whatever, you know, the main kid, Miles Morales, where he'd like slap stickers on signs and stuff.
Oh, so you were a tagger.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you know.
A little bit, yeah. But not playing catch, though, is how me and my brother connected.
That's what I'm saying.
When we were younger, my brother played the bully role.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, he was the kind of guy to play that older brother, little brother, have that sort of relationship. But whenever we'd play catch, all that trouble would go out the window.
Exactly.
None of the bullying would come through until, of course, then, you know, he's like, all right, grab a bat. I'm about to strike your ass out.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, until that happened.
I'm so glad you brought that up because me and my brother to this day, we're getting older now and he's got kids and I got crazy lives. And when we play catch, it's like centering ourselves. And we're just talking and we're just playing catch and I'll throw him a knuckleball. He'll throw me some curveballs. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know. There's just something euphoric about it. And there's something that really, for me, releases all the stress in my life. life and nothing matters. And that's why I love sports. And I know some people can't relate to that, but I think the majority of our audience totally understands what I'm saying right now.
So I want to continue on with this Field of Dreams game here, because there's one more thing that I do want to get to, but continuing on with the catch conversation here. My dad, anytime we'd ask my dad, hey, you want to go? Because he would coach me in baseball. Yeah. He'd umpire. He'd be involved with Little League.
Yeah. He has a field named after him.
Throughout. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. The 50-70 yeah. field, or the softball field, excuse me.
So cool, by the way. Yeah. I mean that. That's like
Thanks,
really cool. Yeah. I know you lost your dad this year, and maybe you don't want to talk about it on air, but like, that is super cool. I mean that, dude. Is so cool.
But going back to, you know, when me and my brother were playing catch, and it's like, hey, Dad, you want to come play catch? And he gave the most English person answer ever, because he was English. Yeah. He's from England. And he's like, I can't. Why? Threw my arm out playing cricket. I was like, really? I didn't know that. You know what I mean? So you never had to ask him to play catch after that. But it was all good. But there's one more thing I want to get to.
Yeah, get to it.
So they take me out to the ball game. You know, it's iconic in Chicago.
Of course it is.
So I'm going to play
this. What'd you think of the hologram?
So,
because they brought a hologram. If you weren't watching, they had a hologram. Like Tupac, they put a hologram up of Harry Carey.
Right.
And Harry Carey used to sing, I would say mildly drunk, the, you know, seventh inning stretch. And that's kind of like the famous thing. And most people our age know it because Will Ferrell spoofed it.
Yes.
But if you're a Cubs fan, even a little, or just a fan of baseball, you know Harry Carey used to stick out of the press box area where he would broadcast games, and he would sing the seventh inning stretch.
If the moon were made of spare ribs,
you became him.
Would you eat it? I would. I'd have seconds.
But the hologram... The hologram with Tupac at Coachella, people could see it. Could people at the game see the Harry Carey hologram?
I don't know. I thought it was a little odd, personally,
because I was watching it, and it was a lot like the kind of how I felt when I was watching the deep fake 30 for 30 with Al Davis versus the NFL, when I was watching the deep fakes of him and Roselle. But with Harry Carey, I was watching it, and the fans in the stands, it's not like they're turned around. It's not like they all
have everyone was looking toward the field.
Everyone was looking out toward the field, so it made me think, all right, well, it's a hologram, but... If they can't see it,
I don't know.
It's not like the Tupac hologram at Coachella at all. This is just for the television viewer. I thought it was awesome. You want to play it?
Yeah, let's do it. You know what I appreciate about society back in the day?
What's that?
It was completely acceptable to be a little tipsy. No, like seriously, I know we're in this PC culture now, and you're not allowed to do this and do that. Don't we kind of all miss the days of our broadcaster being off a few sips of brandy?
Yes.
Like just
yes,
a little.
We do. And wash it down with a nice cold Budweiser.
Exactly. But like there's something that I think is super pure about those times. It seems more simple, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
they were. I know society changes and evolves. I understand all that.
Yeah.
But isn't there something kind of like lovable about your old grandpa sipping brandy while getting drunk during the game, and he's the voice of the Cubs?
And he's doing it in a way where it's as if he's a fan too. Like, that sort of stuff is missed. I do agree. Social media, that can't happen, though.
No, it can't. And the other thing that really made me think about it is the way Cubs fans look at Harry Carey, that's how Giants fans 25 years from now are going to think of Kipe and Crook and John Miller.
Yeah.
And it's something that really stuck out to me. Like, man, we are so damn lucky to have those guys. And I want Flem, obviously, involved in there, but I believe that Flem's got a long, long runway. You never know with life, but...
Yeah.
It's all my guys that are the voice of my youth are all getting aged out. And it sucks because there is, you know, a lifespan to this thing. But I was thinking about them, too, and like what that would mean to be a Giants fan to have a moment like that.
So Dave Fleming, now that you mentioned him, he was on last week with us, or earlier this week, rather, and we were talking about the Field of Dreams game. We mentioned right at the end, and he said, you know, he's, I don't want to reveal anything, but he has heard that there's a possibility that the Giants and the Dodgers could be playing a game in New York as if they were the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers.
That could happen. Create a fake Polo Grounds or Ebbets Field, and let's figure this thing out. Like, seriously, we've all seen photos of the Polo Grounds and the dimensions and how goofy and weird they were. How can we, in 2022, not find a field somewhere? I'm not saying you have to build the entire infrastructure, but at least set up the fences and mow the lawn and make a baseball field happen that simulates that particular park's dimensions.
Yeah, let's also get a good defensive outfield before they actually start that game, because can you imagine that? It's, you know, watching Jock Peterson run back for a fly ball isn't exactly going to be the same thing as watching Willie Mays run back for fly ball.
For sure. There's no doubt about
it. But that'd be sweet. Like, they really need to dive into this because, it was America's pastime at some point. They need to dive into the history.
Well, and that's why I think the Sandlot movie, because a lot of people our age are now taking their kids to games and things like that. And so that Sandlot movie is as influential for that generation as Field of Dreams was for the just generation below us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, in front of us, if you will.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's what I would go to. I would go to a movie like that, and I think you could do something really cool, especially because Benny was a Dodger, and he stole home against the Giants, which is so fake, but he did that, and it always bothered me.
In the Sandlot, you'd think, all right, I'm going to be Benny the Jet. I'm going to grow up to play for my hometown
team. PF Flyers?
I'm going to get the PF Flyers. I'm going to outrun that dog named Hercules, which ended up being a really sweet dog.
Yeah.
But
we all had that dog in our
head. We all had that. We all had that one friend, like Squints at the pool, Wendy Peppercorn and all that. One of the best scenes in movie history. But they really need to take advantage of the history of the game, because that's really what does make it special and what makes people hang on to the sport. Like, a lot of people that still watch baseball, they don't necessarily like it, but it's the history of the sport that keeps them engaged in knowing that that a change could be on the horizon with how the game is played. But people just love the history of it.
Look, we're going to get into the football. Trust me. I just wanted to spend some time on this baseball thing because we bash baseball as a country.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't know what its fans want. It's boring. It doesn't know how to market X, Y, and Z. When they hit a grand slam, you got to acknowledge it and celebrate it. And last night, I'm telling you, this is a grand slam. Even someone who might not stand either the Cubs, the Reds, baseball, you had to flip it on and go, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, even a casual will be like, this looks completely different. This is kind of cool. I'm tapped in. Even if it's for 10 minutes.
Yes. And then in with everything involved with it, I thought it was an awesome spectacle. All right. What's coming up in the game is sponsored by Golden State Lumber and Building Materials for professional builders and contractors throughout Northern California. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. All right, Shasky, on the other side.
Yeah.
We got to get to this Jimmy G thing. I know we got plenty of preseason to get to with week one. I know tonight's game against the Vikings, you can't wait for it. But we had this news surface with Jimmy G, a couple of things regarding his time after he signed his contract after the season of 2017, when he had convinced everybody that he is going to be worth the contract that they gave him. Some interesting tidbits here from Mike Silver. We'll get to all that on the other side. But we got plenty of 49er football to get to as the preseason for the 49ers starts tonight. Stephen Langford in for Bonte Hill.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Josh Jaski, as always, it's 95.7 The Game.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Put your back into it, Steve! Ooh. You know about Cube?
Yes, of course.
Such a sick song.
It is The Morning Roast. Stephen Langford in for Bonte Hill. Joe Shasky, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in on this Friday. And a very happy Friday to you. Shout out to all of you watching on YouTube right now, watching on Twitch. Even though you may not think so, we're watching you. And we're seeing everything that you are typing. Trust us. We'll also get in. We'll get in the YouTube chat every now and then. So shout out to all of you. Of course, log on to 95.7 The Game and watch the live stream if you'd like. Now, we got plenty to get to with week one in the preseason, Shasky. Plenty to get to. But this Jimmy Garoppolo nugget, I guess, is something you'd call
nugget?
It. Yes.
I would say boulder.
You'd think it's a boulder?
Yeah, it's definitely not a nugget.
That is a nice boulder. So, Michael Silver. Now with the San Francisco Chronicle, trying to bring theater to the mind here, Shasky. He wrote a column yesterday, and this column was written a couple hours after our show. And he talks about Garoppolo signing the five-year, $137.5 million extension back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then in 2017, as we know, he had the five straight games mm-hmm. where they won five in a row, and it's, all right, Jimmy's our guy. Let's go. This is the guy we're going to have for the next few years. He is the franchise quarterback. And, of course, brought you to a Super Bowl and an NFC championship that could have possibly turned into a Super Bowl, maybe if Jaquiski Tartt didn't drop that football. Now, the man who had been dubbed Jimmy Jesus, this is from the article, during a resplendent five-game stretch to close the 2017 season, sat between John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and told his bosses, I'm excited for this next year, but like John said, we've got a lot of work to do, so we're looking forward to it. When the press conference ended, Garoppolo shook hands, flashed his multi-million dollar smile, and disappeared into the offseason ether. That important work, to his coach's chagrin, would have to wait. Quote, once he left that press conference, nobody heard from him for weeks and weeks, recalled one member of the coaching staff. He didn't return calls. He didn't return texts. He basically just vanished. And we were looking at each other going, what just happened? End quote. So, Shasky, when you hear that, I mean, what was your reaction when you saw that article yesterday?
A couple of things.
Yes.
However you feel about Mike Silver and his reporting, he does seem to have sources. And I would say the majority of the time, he's been pretty spot on things over the career that he's had. So you got to take it at face value. But the first thing I thought of is, why are you doing this right now? Can you wait till he's gone? Can you wait till
strange timing. That was my first thought, too.
Right? Can you wait till he's gone? Number two, it was like, I knew it. And what I mean by that is, I knew there was something to the relationship between Kyle and Jimmy. Me and Bonte argued till we were blue in the face in 2019 throughout the playoffs. I said, B, the coach and the quarterback are not on the same page. I kept saying it over and over and over again. And everyone was like, he wins. He's a winner. He's a beautiful gunslinger. He's a winner. And I'm like, dude, Kyle Shanahan's life depends on getting along with his quarterback. I know we all want to point the finger at Shanahan, and I'm sure he's done things throughout the course of the relationship that he would redo, or maybe he would do different, or things that he just wish he didn't do at all. But, like, there was more to this. It's not just Jimmy doesn't see the field, which I didn't think he ever did. I've been questioning his football intelligence. I'm not talking about normal intelligence. I'm talking football IQ for a long time. There were times I'd be sitting in the game with Nash from our station, Lucas from our station, my wife, my brother, whomever, and we'd be like, what's he looking at? For a guy that spent 8 years in New England with the greatest quarterback of all time, and we jammed that down fans' throats. He learned under Brady. Did he? Because Brady sees the field, and right. Brady's a unique unicorn, so clearly it's difficult to live up to those standards. But when I watch Jimmy G play football, just me, casual fan, not pretending to be Brian Baldinger, it doesn't stick out to me. He knows where everyone is on the field at all times. He knows every scheme he's going up against. That's not what I see when I see Jimmy Garoppolo. I see a guy, risk taker, doesn't see the field, makes horrific decisions in certain situations, and can fit the ball into tight windows at times and look really rhythmic at times, but not consistent enough. And I never thought film junkie when I was watching Jimmy Garoppolo. Right. That's just me.
Right.
That's just me. And so when this comes out, I'm going, aha, here we go.
Yes. And to me, like, again, my first thought was, okay, well, this is strange timing. But at the same time, throughout his career here with the 49ers, like, a lot of people have been talking about how excellent of a teammate he is, how everybody loves him, and all of that. And that might be true for the players, but you could tell sometimes with the coaches that there was something a little bit off. Now, them saying back in 2018 that he, or between the 2017 mm-hmm. and 2018 season, he just didn't text anybody, he didn't call anybody. I mean, you could look at that and think, well, you know, Klay Thompson's kind of that same way.
Yeah, but Klay's not the quarterback of the
Klay's
team.
Klay's not the quarterback.
Like, you can do that as an offensive lineman.
Right. I could hear that counter, but it's not a quarterback.
A different skill set. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes. You got to be the leader of the team. You got to be in contact at all times with your coaches. You got to be working that entire offseason figuring out how you're going to win a Super Bowl.
If I took Jimmy's name off that and told you Trey did that this offseason, wouldn't everybody be like, whoa, boy. Whoa, boy. Right?
There'd
I mean, like, that's
off.
Fair. Like, that's what we expect from our quarterback.
But my whole thing is everyone's just expecting that if he's not traded, if he's not released, and like we talked about earlier this week, if you do keep him on as a backup, yeah, he'll be totally fine being a backup. Yeah, he's going to be an ultimate team player. He'll be just fine. Are we 100% sure about that? Seeing that, how involved will he really want to be if he knows that he's the backup quarterback for this team, if he's back where he started over in New England? Like, I'm seeing this.
It's unfair to Jimmy at this point, strictly
right.
because, to me,
sure.
whoever leaked it, like, God, and I get it. You got sources. You have conversations off the record. Somebody brings, I don't know how he got the information. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it at face value because the play on the field kind of speaks for itself.
Yes. I just
how many times in a Garoppolo game, I'm sorry,
yeah.
did you go, what were you looking at?
Yeah, a lot. A lot. There's plenty of interceptions that were dropped from linebackers who are just hovering over the middle of the field. And you're wondering, where's the wide receiver? Where's the tight end?
And again, the biggest thing for me is, a 10-year-in quarterback literally would see the field like a rookie. That was the most alarming thing. You want to be physically limited? Totally get it, right? Seeing the field like you're a first- and second-year player, that was the most alarming thing for me.
So I ultimately have one take, really, that's stemming from this, and I'll get to that on the other side, Shasky, because, look, with this coming out, like, this is the sort of stuff that I'm talking about. And what I'm talking about, I'll get to on the other side with the details.
This is going to sound like I'm taking a victory parade. I'm not. But I do feel a sense of validation because I swear to God, I will go to my deathbed saying that Minnesota Viking playoff game, that game right there, the look on Shanahan's face when Garoppolo was throwing the ball around in the first half, I'll never forget it. And I'm saying that I'm sitting in the end zone going, what the hell is he looking at? Now, I know the Vikings have a good defense. Mm-hmm. He could not see the linebackers underneath in zone, and it repeated for weeks on end into the 2020 season, yep. into the 2021 season. He kept making the same mistakes, and that was the most alarming thing. And you want to talk about relationship, head coach, quarterback? To me, it all goes back to that moment.
We're going to talk about this on the other side. Plus, it looks like there is a team who is interested in trading for Jimmy. Would they want to give him the entirety of the last year of his contract? Because if they do, that means he cannot reject the trade. In any other case, if it's a reduced contract, he can reject the trade. So we're going to get to all that on the other side. Stephen Langford in for Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
this is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
It is The Morning Roast. Bonte, going to be back on money.
Take money.
That's Jimmy Garoppolo's mantra. I don't work, but I take money.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Are you surprised, though, that Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't work hard in the offseason with his teammates, doesn't communicate with the staff, doesn't text back anyone? Like, we've heard players say this for years now. Oh, it's like tongue-in-cheek. Jimmy doesn't text people back.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
Now, look, if you want to hear the beginning of this conversation, because we started talking about this at 6:30, go ahead, download that Audacy app, AUDACY. They have the rewind feature right on there, or continue to listen live, because we are going to reset it for you right now. But also, coming up at 7:40, if you want to shout out Jimmy Garoppolo, you want to shout out your family, you want to shout out a local business, maybe a restaurant that you went to, we got shameless shout-outs coming up at 7:40. So in 50 minutes, 7:40, shameless shout-outs. A lot of you actually have been texting in with random shout-outs, so this is the time to text in, to call in at 7:40 for shameless shout-outs. So that's in just under an hour. But continuing on with Jimmy, am I surprised? Now, this is just going back to 2018. So this article that was written by Mike Silver from The Chronicle, newly for The Chronicle, 5 years, $137.5 million was the contract.
Highest paid 49er ever.
Highest
with
paid.
That contract.
And that was in the time when Derek Carr and I think Matthew Stafford was in the deal for getting a contract as well. So it just these quarterbacks kept on setting the market back then. But in 2018, or between 2017 and 2018, and I'm going to read straight from the article here again. At a jubilant press conference carried live by NFL Network, the man who had been dubbed Jimmy Jesus during a resplendent five-game stretch to close the 2017 season sat between John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and told his bosses and America, "I'm excited for this next year, but like John said, we've got a lot of work to do, so we're looking forward to it." When the press conference ended, Garoppolo shook hands, flashed his multi-million dollar smile, and disappeared into the offseason ether. That important work, to his coach's chagrin, would have to wait. Quote, "Once he left that press conference, nobody heard from him for weeks and weeks," recalled one member of that coaching staff. "He didn't return calls. He didn't return texts. He basically just vanished. And we were looking at each other going, what just happened?" So one member of that coaching staff. So that's going back to 2018.
And remember what happened in 2018.
What's that?
He came into those practices looking bad.
Yeah.
Through the five interceptions to Denver. Like there was a lot.
Was that the porn star Jimmy time?
Yeah, well, I just want to bring this up because I think this is important. Not all professions are created equal.
Right.
There are certain professions that go beyond whatever your clock in, clock out times are, your 9-to-5s. Our profession, okay, it's got some great, great aspects to it. But one of the things that I think a lot of people struggle with is the family work balance of I have to watch everything to stay up on everything so that I can have an educated opinion on it. And at times, it's like my family wants me to go do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, nah, I got Giants, you know, Diamondbacks on, guys. Can't watch that game, right? So it goes beyond me clocking in at 6 a.m. to work. We get here super early to prepare so that we can put together a good show. And people understand this. Teachers, for example, it's not just showing up at 7 or 7:30 a.m., clocking out at 4 p.m. You're taking your work home with you.
Right.
Right? A quarterback in the NFL, you're taking your work home with you. You have to be maniacally obsessed with playing the position. And when your employer makes you the highest paid employee in the company, and when they pay you more than anyone has been paid in the history of the franchise, there is an obligation that you're going to do things above and beyond. Period.
Yes.
I don't care if you're Jimmy G, Trey Lance, Cody Pickett.
Especially when it's your first year with the team. When it's your first Absolutely. Full year with the team and you're officially going to take over as a franchise quarterback.
Two things can be true. He did good things.
Yes.
And simultaneously, as a leader, as someone who's paid the most on the team, who's playing that position, he let this team down. And if I'm the one cutting the check, or if I'm the one who's his supervisor, in this case, you know, Shanahan or whatever, that would really alienate me. That would piss me off. Nothing is worse than when you're in the foxhole and someone you work directly with doesn't bring it, doesn't study, doesn't hold up their end of the bargain. That would make you look at them a different way, wouldn't it?
Yes. Like, how would you look at me if I'm filling in here for Bonte for the last 2.5 weeks and I didn't watch anything? I just came in and I just, you know, started the show at 5:59 and then just came in and start talking. That's exactly what happened.
It would be unbecoming of a radio host,
yes,
for example.
Sure.
And I'm using our, not that we're as serious or highly paid or compensated as them.
Sure.
But again, like, here's the irony of it. Jimmy, you only held yourself back. Had you put in the work, maybe you're still the quarterback of the team.
So this is the reason, though, Shasky, why the 49ers can't have him on this roster for this 2022-2023 season. It's not because of the leadership. It's not because, you know, it's not only because he's going to just be a, you know, a backup quarterback. None of that. Of course, it'd be beneficial to have him there. But there's little things like this, which, I don't know, maybe this isn't totally true. Maybe one part of the coaching staff is sour to Jimmy. You know, maybe there's something going on there.
But I do. Can't you connect the dots?
Yes, for sure. You can. But my whole point is, little things like this can come out and they could distract you from what's going on the field in the season. It's like, do you think that Kyle Shanahan's going to be answering questions about Trey Lance and what he's seen from the week one team? Sure, but he's also going to be answering questions about Jimmy. He's going to have to at some point, maybe not after tonight, but whenever he has a press conference and there's not a game going on and, you know, the reporters, they need to ask about Jimmy. There has to be someone that asks about Jimmy. He doesn't need that this year. Kyle Shanahan just needs to focus on what's going on the field. Like, there's millions of reasons, not millions, but there's tiny reasons as to why, you know, you always talk about the pie chart of culpability. Well, there are tiny slices as to why I don't think Jimmy needs to be a part of this and this team. And this is a large chunk of it, just because we don't need any of the talk being around Jimmy. We don't need any of
that.
Are
you surprised at all? Because I'm not. I'm not surprised. And honestly, like, you could say, Joe, you're jumping the gun. You're believing Mike Silver. He has equity. He has done this a long time in terms of reporting. Could it be one jaded person? Absolutely. But connect the dots. He hasn't gotten better. The coach never trusted him. Like, these are all trust issues. When you cheat on someone in a relationship or you do something, sometimes you cannot forgive and forget. It lingers forever. This feels like one of those types of sins, if you will.
From the 510, you guys are taking this as gospel. You have not heard from both sides. And that's been my problem with Jimmy Garoppolo this entire time. I have not felt like I've heard an honest assessment from him about anything at all for the past 5 years that he's been here.
He's never taken culpability. That's been one of my issues with him at a podium. He's never said, you know what, didn't see the field. It's always cliche, we gotta do X, Y, and Z.
No. It starts with me. That's the cliche. Once you say it starts with me, you officially took accountability, Shasky.
But then,
that's his trick. That's the Jedi mind trick there. Oh, he took accountability. He says it starts with me.
What do you mean by this?
Well, he starts out a question. Well, it starts with me. But then goes on to talk about the issues that the team had throughout
the right
the game.
Tackle.
You know, and not saying anything too egregious, but at these press conferences, and I always go back to that one with the Rams game. Like, and, you know, he doesn't need to reveal anything in the press conferences. And I think about what Tom Brady said, where he said, you know, 95% of the stuff that I say to the media is BS because I don't want it getting into the locker room. Same sort of thing with Jeter and what they did with the captain. It's a way to protect the team. True. And that's what Jimmy Garoppolo is doing. And maybe that is good leadership. But when everyone's saying, oh, man, he is the perfect teammate. He's the total 100% leader of this team and all that, may be true. But something just felt off.
It did.
And at the end of the NFC Championship game.
Yes.
Shasky, I'm sorry to cut
you off. No, keep going. You're on fire. This is really like, you're really upset about
this. Well, because I would constantly get called a hater whenever I brought this up, because you're just hating on Jimmy. You're just hating on
Jimmy. The Jimmy G fans are delusional.
Fine, but okay, fine. If you're calling me a hater, call me a hater.
At least acknowledge where his flaws and shortcomings are.
But after the Rams game, it's like, oh man, look at how classy he was leaving that press conference.
What do you mean?
Just that the last press conference that he had, the way that he thanked the media, you know, and all that. But I listened to it, and it was 10 minutes, and it was like 10 minutes long. Sometimes these guys have a final press conference that lasts 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting there going, what was classy about anything that he said? Okay, he thanked the media, and he said, all right, see ya. Thank you so much. Love you guys. You know, gonna miss you. Basically what he said. I'm paraphrasing there. But I looked at it, and I thought, this guy could not wait to get away from those press conferences. He answered those questions like a dude who just wants to get out of that room, not stir anything up, just say something generic, say it starts with me, go on to say something generic about what's going on with the team, what happened in the game, and then just move on, not let anyone bother you. Like, I don't know what Jimmy's like. I just don't know anything about him. Some of these things with athletes, you love how genuine they are. I just don't know anything about Jimmy. I really don't.
You could do these things as a linebacker. You could be this way as an offensive lineman. Heck, you could be a really weird and quirky and not return anybody's text and be a running back or a wide receiver. You can't do this as a quarterback. You just can't. Like, I'm sorry, you just can't. I'm dubbing him from now on. It's not Jimmy G, it's Jimmy Ghost, because that's who this guy is. I mean, straight up, Jimmy Ghost. In his tenure with the 49ers, have you ever, in 16 months, I've seen Trey Lance grab Brandon Ayuk and say, we are working together down in the offseason, and we're going to spend our entire time working on everything together.
Mm.
You ever seen that with Jimmy? Has any teammate told you that they've done that with him?
Not to my recollection.
Tom Brady, when he went to the Tampa Bay Bucks, was like, yo, everybody come to my house. We're doing the cookout. Everybody, we're working at our place. Alex Smith, for crying out loud, when the league was locked out, Camp Alex said, you know what? I'll pay for everything. I'm the highest paid guy on the team up until that point. You know, let's have a camp. It benefits me, the quarterback, so that I have synergy with all my players and everyone's on board. Plus, it creates an atmosphere where we all respect and love each other. I'm sorry, man. This report validates every single little crumb that has been on the ground for years on end. Like, guys, 1 + 1 = 2. And in this one, the coach doesn't trust the quarterback. Why is that? Because the quarterback isn't putting in the time or the work. He's not communicating with his teammates. This is a ridiculous indictment on Jimmy Garoppolo.
You'd go into 2019, you go to the Super Bowl.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.